Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Ray Coffey and Ellie Souter with the Indianola Community School District about technology the students are using. Indianola School District moving towards a lot more technology in terms of what the high school and middle school students are doing. There was an expansion just a little bit last year and moving into this year. Talk about what the middle school students are now receiving kind of compared to what the high school kids have gotten.
Sure, you bet. Our middle school kids last year, about mid-year, received Chromebooks at the eighth grade level. And so that was kind of just an introduction to getting our middle school moving in terms of a digital learning environment. And so this year we expanded that down to the sixth and seventh grade as well. So now we have our entire middle school is now a digital learning environment with Chromebooks. Our high school has been a digital learning environment with MacBook Airs for the past 6 years, and moving right along with getting technology down into our elementaries as well. We're not one-to-one there yet, but we are definitely adding more and more technology.
Well, I would ask, what percentage overall is the curriculum at the high school compared to the middle school level online at this point, or basically on their Chromebooks or MacBooks?
Allie might have a good idea on that one, but I will say more and more of our curriculum is moving toward online. We have many of our subjects now are online. Matter of fact, any curriculum that we're purchasing at the high school and middle school level going forward on that replacement cycle is being required. It's required that that is online.
Well, I'll let you kind of follow up on that, Allie. What kind of percentage are we looking at here?
We're looking at all of social studies and science is online. Many of our math classes also have an online textbook or online resources. I know our high school has Pearson's Math Lab, where students can do practice work and take assessments online through Pearson's Math Lab algorithms. It's a really great place for kids to go if they need homework help, and they can do practice problems. The teacher can then see like where the struggles are and intervene when intervention needs to take place.
All right. Well, I'll just kind of say I hear a lot of the terms good digital citizenship from the school board, from the administration. What overall does that mean, and how are you trying to get the kids to be good digital citizens?
Our district uses the commonsensemedia.org curriculum and resources, and there are six pillars of digital citizenship, and they are media balance and well-being, privacy and security, digital footprint and identity, relationships and communication, cyberbullying, digital drama and hate speech, and then news and media literacy. So we try and focus our digital citizenship lessons on those six standards.
All right. Well, I did want to talk about expanding the current technology. You talked about getting the elementary schools involved. I'm assuming that's not just a drop it on it process and here we are. Talk about kind of integrating currently in the middle school compared down to the elementary schools as well.
Sure. So the middle school and the high school, we've been focusing on the SAMR technology model for integration. That's substitution, augmentation, modification, redefinition. Those are kind of the levels there. Most people outside of education aren't really familiar with that model, but we did want to make sure that we had a chance to work with our teachers, and Allie's done a great job of getting out in the classrooms and helping teachers with their lessons, making sure that it's not just, here's a device, now go use it, but actually how do you use that in the classroom, integrate it right in to the lesson. Now, at the elementary level, Allie has been working there in the last couple of years as well, working with the teachers. Again, we're not one-to-one at the elementary level. Our PTOs have done an outstanding job of donating money for iPads for elementaries. Many of our PTOs have donated thousands and thousands of dollars for iPads. This year, we did add a lot more Chromebooks into each elementary. They had a cart last year of Chromebooks, and this year we added three more carts of Chromebooks in there. So that's, you know, now each elementary has at least 120 Chromebook devices plus the iPads that the PTOs have donated.
All right. And well, and a big advantage of this technology is it's a lot easier for parents to keep track, kind of help out with schoolwork. Talk about the interaction with the parents and the students and how they can help out if they don't know or if they just wanted to take a closer look at what their student was doing.
We use PowerSchool in Indianola, and it's a learning management system that where teachers can post materials and due dates and things like that. Because we have online registration at Indianola, our parents have PowerSchool accounts, so they can actually go in and see exactly what the kids see when they look at their class information and lessons and things, which is really, really cool. We also would encourage parents to go to commonsensemedia.org. There is a parent portion of that site where parents can get advice on how to help their kids deal with digital citizenship issues like cyberbullying, digital footprint and identity, and those sort of things. And it's a really cool site because if you're wondering what movie your children should be going to or what TV shows, you can look right on Common Sense Media, and they'll kind of give you what parents think the age level should be and what kids think the age level should be for different movies, books, and television shows.
Once again, that was Ray Coffey and Ali Sauner discussing technologies students are using in the Indianola Community School District. If you missed any of the Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.